Welcome in to the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci. He is the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, and we have a lot to discuss here this evening. Before we turn things over to our friend Tim Alcorn, Jim Jones, they'll have the call on the Cavs Audioverse tonight. Wine and Golders up in Toronto to take on the Raptors. But before we send it over to some NBA hoops, we got to talk some high school wrestling right here on WEOL. Our special guest this week comes from Avon Lake. He is the Shore Gals head girls wrestling coach. That's Dennis Kopfer, and he's got it going on over there at Avon Lake. The boys certainly do as well, but don't forget about the Shore Gals over there at Avon Lake, just doing tremendous work as always this season, really dominating week in and week out on the mat. So I know Tom had an opportunity to actually go over to Avon Lake a little earlier this week and catch Coach Kopfer right outside that wrestling room at Avon Lake, so we'll hear some of their thoughts here next segment. We'll dive into some of the results from this past week. We had the girls' state duels. We also had a Lorain County girls' tournament. Not everybody from the county involved, but a good chunk of our school, so Tom will share some results from there. Lorain County League postseason tournament took place this past weekend, so we'll talk to Tom about that. And the SWC tournament is coming up this weekend, so we'll be sure to preview that as well before we say goodbye. So without further ado, let's take our first time out, and when we return, it'll be us joined by Dennis Kopfer. Again, he is the Avon Lake head girls wrestling coach, so we'll be talking some Shore Gals wrestling right after this. It's the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on that mobile app, and we're online anytime at WEOL.com. Welcome back into the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on AM 930, 100.3 FM. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci. He's Tom Evans. And as we talked about in that opening segment, very special guest for you here this evening. It'll be Dennis Kopfer, head wrestling coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gals girls wrestling program. As Tom, you had an opportunity to sit down with him outside of the wrestling room at Avon Lake. So we'll hear from Dennis in just a minute, and not to, you know, spoil too much of your conversation, but I'm sure you were excited just to get over there in the wrestling room, or I guess outside the wrestling room, but kind of, you know, get out there and talk to somebody in person. I'm sure that was a lot of fun you had with Dennis.
Yeah, it's fun. I walked into the wrestling room, and of course, the boys and girls practice in the same facility, and Scott Sedlick and John Sedlick, obviously John's an old friend of mine, and Dennis was working the kids out, and I kind of walked across the mat. I said, listen, I don't want to get thrown by anybody in here, you know? I said, this is a danger zone for me anymore. I'm a little fragile, but yet, John Sedlak in there still in his shorts and a t-shirt, still working out with the kids. So hats off to them over at Avon Lake, getting ready for a conference tournament this week.
Fantastic. So without further ado, let's hear some of Tom's conversation with, again, Avon Lake girls head wrestling coach Dennis Kopfer. Here they are.
Dennis, tell us a little bit about the season and welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. The season so far is going really well. We've wrestled in about, 10 different tournaments, had a couple dual meets. The girls are really showing off this year. I got Rajan that's sitting at about 35-0. I've got Mallory with 20-plus wins, Destiny with 20-plus wins. One of my freshmen, Bianca Craig, she's at like 18 wins this season. So they're putting the work in.
Outstanding. And Dennis, talk to us about the growth of this team a little bit. You know, your girls, and you know, you've seen this, I mean, posted this before, I kind of have a special attachment to the Avon Lake girls. And that happened 3 years ago over at Luther West. And I interviewed Rajon, Hattie, and I don't even remember who the third one was. And the energy that comes off of the girls, and your girls especially, you could run a city on. So talk to me about these seniors and the special place in your heart for them.
Man, these seniors. We'll start with Rajan, right? Rajan was one of the original five girls that came up for the team 4 years ago. And she's been here the entire time. She hasn't stopped wrestling. She has set the bar and set the standard as far as wrestling for Lorain County and girls in Ohio goes. I mean, she's one of one. Mallory Zedell, she is one of my other seniors. She's been with us for 3 years now, and she has been a rock solid solid wrestler. She goes out there, she does the work. It shows in how she wrestles people. She's super awesome to watch, and she's an even better leader in the room than she is a wrestler, if you can believe that. And then Lola Cioni, she is a second-year wrestler and my last senior, and she came to us last year, had no idea what wrestling was, had no idea what was what, and she came out and she was on fire, and she was two matches away from making it to state last year, and she's hoping to keep riding that wave. She's done nothing but improve this entire season. It's been great.
I want to talk a little bit about the technique growth, because, you know, as I said, 3 years ago they were doing it on energy and guts and everything else, but to watch them earlier this year and to see how much they've grown technique wise is just unbelievable. Tell us about their work ethic in the room.
These girls work hard. They train with the boys. So the boys have a certain level of expectation of how training goes in the room, and the girls have to match that or exceed it in order for them to be accepted here. And they've done that for the last 4 years. And the boys welcome the girls into the room. They train with the girls, and it's really nice to be able to do that. And their energy level gets up because they know they're going to go out there. They know they put in the work, and they know they get to show off what they've been working on all season.
Dennis, talk to us a little bit about, and we talked about off air a little bit about this, about building a girls program and trying to build off of the successes that you've had. And we talked to Brandon Gilbert about this a week ago, too, and sometimes you would think that would automatically bring girls out to the program, but maybe sometimes it scares girls away from the program.
I could totally see how that would equate, right? Because you see these girls and they go out there and they qualify for state, and then you get a state champion and you think, Oh my goodness, I don't think I could do that. But what they don't realize is that those girls started from nowhere, right? They didn't have any experience when they came to us, and we were able to help them out, get them the state qualifications that they needed and wanted, and move them along, right? It's like I've always told people, you come to the room for an hour, and we probably have you. I mean, it's not, wrestling is not a difficult sport. It's a hard sport, but it's not a difficult sport to understand and learn.
I love it. You're a closer, and I always fancied myself a closer. I always just say to people, if you get them in the room, I'll sell them. I'll get them to stay. If you get them here, I'll get them to stay. I love that attitude, Dennis. Dennis, heading towards the postseason, it's expanded for you guys. You've got four kind of I'm going to call them sectional regional sites, and then you move on to a regional. Tell us a little bit about where you're heading and how that looks for the girls.
Okay, so they changed the verbiage again this year. So we're now, just like the boys, we have sectionals and districts just like the boys, which is nice, instead of saying pre-regional and regional. So they flipped us from going to Mentor to Findlay this year. So now we'll feed the Findlay district, and that will be a complete different world for our team. Although we travel out west to go compete against those teams, we don't get to see all the teams that we normally, that are going to be there. So it'll be fun, it'll be interesting, and the girls are looking forward to the different kind of challenge, because we already knew who was going to be at Mentor, but Alliance and Elyria decided they're coming on that ride with us, and we're gonna have some old friends there. So it'll be nice.
Outstanding. And we've talked about Elyria's program, and Alliance, if you're new to girls program, has been one of the stalwarts down there in Alliance, Ohio. So that should be a good tournament. Dennis, I want to thank you for cutting time out of practice schedule to meet with me today and get this interview done. I told Scott early on that I'd be catching up with you this year, and I want to be good to my word. And before I leave the practice room, I want to make sure I go in and get my picture taken with your seniors. So
yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome to come here anytime. You know that, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a great year. That's Dennis Kopfer, Avon Lake Shore Gals head coach.
Did you get your picture with the seniors there, Tom?
Yeah, you obviously weren't on Facebook, Rocco, because, yes, I got my picture with the girls. Mallory and Rajan came out. Love them. Love the energy. And really excited about watching them make this tournament run.
Man, and it feels like if you are a school without a girls wrestling program and you're looking to build one or start one up, it feels like Avon Lake, at least locally, they seem to be the blueprint for how you can get that done and not only start one but succeed at a high level as well.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know, Paul Felton's doing a heck of a job over at Elyria as well, but right. There's a couple of schools. Our county has done a phenomenal job with it, and Columbia has done a great job with the girls over there as well, mm-hmm. and we're starting to see girls pop up in every school. The Lorain County Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association ran a girls' county tournament this last Sunday, which is a great, great thing on their part. Hats off to them for doing that to get a lot more girls involved in locally here. So a great, great start for girls wrestling. Certainly Avon Lake and Elyria are set to make some waves down at the state tournament this year. Really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that tournament in our next segment. But again, big thanks to Dennis Kopfer. Again, he's the head girls wrestling coach over at Avon Lake, doing tremendous work with those Shore gals. All right, let's step aside, take our final timeout. When we return, we'll look at some of the results from this past week and weekend across the Lorain County High School wrestling scene, and we'll take a look at what's coming up ahead right here on the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM, or on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Final segment coming your way right here, right now, of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Big thanks to Cobos and Century 21 Deanna Realty for sponsoring the show all season long. I'm Rock Anushi. He's the Hall of Famer, Tom Evans. And we were just joined by Dennis Kopfer, the head girls wrestling coach over at Avon Lake, doing tremendous work as usual with those Shore gals. In case you missed that interview, don't worry. It'll be posted tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. All right, Tom, final segment means it's time to look at some of the results from this past week before we close things out and take a look at what's coming up ahead. And I think we want to start with the girls' side of the equation this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to Paul Felton and the Lady Pioneers. Finished fifth in the girls' state dual meet championship, sponsored by the Wrestling Coaches Association. Elyria actually went in as the eighth seed, had a real tough draw, drew number one Olentangy Orange, the eventual championship, but then they fought all the way back to a fifth place finish after being the number eight seed. Actually finished ahead of Alliance, who we just kind of talked about over there as well. But a great job by Paul. And just think about, you know, when we talked to Paul, the growth of that Pioneer program the last couple of years. And if you would have told Paul 2 years ago that they'd finish fifth in the state dual meet tournament with a pretty full squad of girls, I think he might have laughed at you a little bit, but they're doing a tremendous job over there, and more and more success coming down the road for the Lady Pioneers.
Good deal. I know we had the Lorain County League tournament, did we not?
Yeah, the LC8 was over at Clearview on Saturday, and I want to thank Dan Giuliani, because I wasn't sure how they calculated the conference championship in the LC8, and it's really based on dual meets. So Black River and Columbia split the conference championship, so the tournament is kind of its own little thing. But boy, Clearview got hot, and we had talked about that potential all year with Clearview. They got hot. They finished first with 170 points, Columbia in second with 155. But just going through some weight classes over there, let's just going through the champs. Noah Houston, sure, the champ at 103. Columbia wins the next three weight classes: Bodie Gibbs, Tanner Cochran, Brent Frascone. Then Black River gets a champ, and Maddox Mitchell at 132. Clearview, Isaiah Garcia, who's having a great year at 138. And then at 144, I think Damari Campbell from Firelands and Cameron Williams from Clearview, I think they're cousins. I think we had cousins wrestle in that match. And I think, you know, Damari came out on top with a championship there. At 150, Columbia gets another championship from Xavier Hendon. 157, Josiah Longo from Clearview, the champ. And again, Josiah's having a heck of a season. Really fun to watch. Baron Turner, Wellington, the champ at 165. Jack Van Cooney, the champ at 175 from Black River. And then Keystone's upperweights, who we've talked about all year, have been the mainstay of that team. Gould, Fulmer, and Rounds, all with conference championships to round it out for Keystone over there. But a great, great tournament. A lot of excitement over at Clearview High School.
Well, way later on this year, I'm sure that'll be a fun Thanksgiving dinner conversation between the two cousins that grappled there. And it's interesting to me that, you know, like you said, Clearview, they just got hot. You know, they don't get a share of that conference championship, but you get hot at the right time. Is that just a matter of, you know, maybe you just didn't have it in some of those duels earlier on this season? Columbia, Black River, maybe just taking the edge in some of those earlier matchups, or what?
Well, I think I saw some mixed lineups from Clearview, so I think they had some injuries throughout the year on dual meets where some kids didn't wrestle, and they were able to get most of that lineup back together for the conference meet. So, and that's always a concern with wrestling, and Clearview's I think their division three in wrestling, but so there's not a lot of depth over there sometimes, and they did a really nice job of really piecing it together and doing what kind of people thought they might be able to do at the beginning of the year.
Absolutely. Anything else results-wise before we take a look at the SWC, Tom?
Well, the girls, over in, on Sunday. It was actually wrestled on a Cloverleaf because Cloverleaf's a member of the Lorain County Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association.
Okay.
Had a tournament down there, a county tournament there. Not all the schools in the county went there. I think they will pick that up later on because some schools were already committed. But as I look at this, there was only one senior champion at that tournament. That was Sarah Napier from Columbia at 125 pounds. Columbia came away with a girls' championship there. But the first four weight classes all won by freshmen over there. And again, only one senior winning over there. I think the future is bright in Lorain County with girls wrestling, and really looking forward to some of that coming down the road here.
Oh, yeah, you don't see that every day. Freshmen kind of running the table in any sport,
yeah,
let alone wrestling.
No,
wow, that's impressive.
Doing a heck of a job over there.
Great deal, great deal. Upcoming, we got the SWC tournament. What is that, this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. The SWC tournament takes place this weekend. And, you know, I've been talking all along about, you know, I think that it maybe could turn into a dogfight. You know, Avon Lake has dominated everybody in dual meets. They're 7-0. Mid Park sitting at 6-1. Elyria 5-2, and Amherst at 4-3. Theirs is a combination between the duels and the conference meet. And after I talked to another SWC coach, and I thought, well, is there any potential for Avon Lake to get kind of bumped off here? He said, absolutely not. He said, they are so deep,
wow,
and they are so tough right now. And I mentioned that to Scott and John yesterday when I was over there. I said, one of your peers, I was thinking, well, maybe somebody might put a little chink in the armor. And Scott kind of chuckled a little bit and says, no. We've been putting the hurt on some people this year, but you know, they've got a tremendous lineup over at Avon Lake, and they're looking to just kind of continue that role this week in the conference championship.
Incredible what Scott's doing over there with those boys. I mean, yeah, they've just run through people this season.
And I love it. I went into that room yesterday, and they were getting after each other, and of course John and Scott and Dennis are coaching the kids up throughout the room, and it's just a great atmosphere. I got to tell you, I really really miss it when I walk into a situation like that. And it reminds me when I would walk into John's wrestling room when things were going so well over Wellington when John was the head coach over there. Just that gave me that same kind of feel.
Well, one key phrase that jumped off the page to me during that interview you had with Coach Kopfer was energy. You said there was enough in that room to run a city, and I don't think you were exaggerating necessarily when you said that.
Absolutely not. And, you know, their practices are intense, and the girls have had that energy, and it was a matter with, you know, Dennis does such a great job of focusing that into wrestling. You know, sometimes you see the girls that have the energy, and then maybe they don't have the technique to back that up.
Sure.
I meant what I said. These girls were good 3 years ago. They have grown so much technically over the last 3 years. I saw a girls' power index, and pound for pound, they have Rajan ranked as the second strongest wrestler in the state of Ohio. In the state of Ohio, the girls, you know, it's on the strength factor, and she's been that dominant. You know, 35-0, and you know, just getting after people. But you know, Mallory, Lola, and the rest of them, that really they're kind of falling in, and they feed off of each other, and they really, you know, one gets better than the other one says, well, I got to get better too. But and it's the same way with our boys over there. Just really a great atmosphere in that wrestling room over at Avon Lake.
Yeah, they got it going on both fronts, no question about that. Anything else to discuss, Tom, before we say our goodbyes and thank yous and get on out of here?
Well, we're 2 weeks away from the sectionals, and we'll talk about this next week because I sat in on the Division I sectionals, and our boys are going all over Northeast Ohio for sectionals. I was teasing one coach. I think Amherst is going all the way out to Austintown Fitch. We'll have Elyria with us. Olmsted Falls over at Pinckney East over in the city of Cleveland. Midview, I think, is going down to Massillon Perry. So they're all over the place. So it'll be really interesting. I think, you know, we always used to worry about the conference championship, and then you turn around and you see the same seven schools the next week. That's not going to be the case with the SWC. These guys are spreading out next week.
So Becca Lynn over at Lorain County SmackDown, she's got her work cut out for her.
Lots of results to be looking up over there.
She
yeah.
always does, though.
And
so.
The good part about this, and Becca will be the first to say this, is that now that we're in a tournament time, we can get all the results on Bomb's page.
There you go.
So they're all in one spot right now.
Yeah, you don't got to be sitting on that cell phone texting away left, right, center trying to get them. So good deal, good deal. All right. Big thanks once again to Dennis Kopfer, again, head girls wrestling coach over at Avon Lake. They're having a tremendous season. In case you missed that interview, it'll be posted tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. And again, SWC tournament coming up this weekend. So for Coach Kopfer, for the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi saying thank you for listening to the WEOL High School Wrestling Week. Weekly Recap. It's been presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Cavs in Toronto tonight taking on the Raptors. That's coming your way in about a half hour or so right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM or on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.